don't have the information.
I don't, and that's the thing. I don't know on this, you know, if she's in a floodplain or something, that I wouldn't know because it's not there. But in the case of if we've made mistakes in the system, she's shot up to 86,000 on this one now.
I guess what I'm
going to have to.
We're in discussion now about this motion, but I guess my question is, if you, I want to presume that, and what Jeff I think is trying to get to, we want to presume that our exemptions that have been put in, or the exemptions in the system, were well thought out and talked about before, and that's the reason they're put there. So if you want to do away with an exemption, I think what Jeff is wanting is to make sure that that property has been reassessed and looked at, in other words, to determine what that was. And I don't know if there's a way to go back and find out what those exemptions were, so
we're
that you
trying to find out right now.
Right.
I've asked so Andy to call, because if we can't do that, if we can't find a way to do a mass change like you're talking about, you're going to make a motion that we can't carry out, because you don't have a parcel number for me or a value. I have to have a parcel number and a value to offer.
I have checked on that, and I appreciate it.
You talked to Ulrich?
I have had somebody talk to Ulrich, and they can reinstate that. They can do that.
Reinstating all exemptions, all across.
The exemption, yes, because they do have a saved file of 2020.
Well, I don't have a problem with 2020.
And I realize that it would be difficult. I realize it would be difficult to do, but we're talking, you know, we're talking the deleting thousands of exemptions that have happened over the course of many, many years. And to reinstate that to 2020.
So to clarify, are you just asking about the decisions that were made by the BOE
correct.
In 2020?
In other words, that's a big
being
one.
Being put back on there.
I'm not talking about just 2020. I'm saying reinstate whatever was in place for 2020.
Well,
whatever was in place for 2020. Because
no, BOE 2020. You're taking this huge slice.
But there was a huge slice that was taken of exemptions that were taken out.
Okay, let's use a specific example. You're talking about the compromise that was come to, say, with the timeshare companies back in 2010 and what kind of exemption that they had. I don't know that that's an exemption. That's just the way you valued it. I'm trying to clarify what an exemption is. I mean, if it's a decision of the BOE that's been in front of us, I understand Jeff's motion, but at the same time, if they've got all kinds of exemptions that were put in the system that they have no idea about that didn't come in front of the BOE.
Yep, that's what I've got.
Well, but they could be assessors that have worked with, I was talking with Bob Ewells the other day, and he said, hey, I would call and we would get an override on something after looking at something. All of that work, whether it was a predecessor or whether it was five assessors ago, there was work that assessors have done over the years that by the push of a button doesn't need to be deleted. Yes, properties need to be reassessed every 2 years, and by a case-by-case basis, that exemption does not stop you from doing a proper assessment of that property.
But by doing this, I can't do my job for the next 2 years.
Yes.
I cannot.
Well,
I'm asking the decision.
Are you going to end up with the value of 2020? Is that what you're asking us to take?
I'm saying
properties?
That the...
Are you asking to take the properties to the 2020 value, yes or no?
But that's not a yes or no question. I'm asking for the exemptions.
What is what exemption are you talking about?
There's lots of them.
But I'm asking you, what exemption are you trying to make a motion on? Because you're not. It's a decision. When the numbers go to her, that is her beginning book number. So are you asking us to take these values back to the 2020 in a reassessment year?
If there are exemptions within there, they need to be I'm sure there's lots of exemptions.
Yeah, what exemptions are we talking about? Are there exemptions that are separate from the OE?
We just made a determination on value. That isn't an exemption.
No.
See, that's
correct.
The problem with them. That's the problem with the definition here. You're talking about, you know, an exemption really is like a property that's used for 501c3 a nonprofit.
Well, not in this term.
That's my point exactly, and that's what I'm changing. The system was done wrong. It's not the way it was set up. You're not supposed to use exemptions the way we were using them.
But I just think we need to.
The previous assessors, right, you came in the office, you said, Mr. Hewells, you made a deal. He's like, okay, so then he erases the whole value of what the actual property is worth, and he says, we'll make it this much. And that's what he does. Well, now my system is riddled with it. I can't push that recalculate button. You can't do that. We've made a lot of deals with.
But why did you go through and delete multiples of exemptions?
Can I give you some information that's come from Ulrich?
Yes, please.
Would you share, please, Andy?
Good. Kyle just needs to know the specifics as far as what he would need to put back on. So if it's properties that came through BOE that we had exempted, that those were wiped out, which is why you see some of these numbers go up so big. He can put those back on relatively easy. Do you want residential? Do you want the commercials? Because there's a lot of the commercial properties that BOE had set 5 years ago that they had been running on like $950,000, but then when we removed the exemptions, they jumped to $1.4 million. Do you want all of those put back on, or do you want to decide on those on a case-by-case?
When you're talking about, again, when you say exemption, What are you saying? The 500 to 1 million example.
Well, as an example, if there was a piece of property that was worth $4 million that we had it on the books, and sometime during BOE they came in and they said, okay, we're going to set this property value at 1.5 million. The 4 million gets gathered up and put into an exemption status so we can refer back to it.
That's what's
values.
Okay.
And then it goes to 1.5. Some of those properties have gone for 7, 8, 9 years on that same dollar amount.
Same value.
And have never been.
But when we wiped out all the exemptions, then here came that $4.5 million that they were valued at 8 years ago, and now that came back on to the program. That's why you're seeing all the increase. My understanding was, and I came in new too, was that those were put into an exemption status so that if they ever came off of BOE, we would have the sketches, the pictures, the measurements, the valuations of them, and they could come off and be put back onto that property. But when exemptions were removed, it automatically put it back in.
And he said there weren't very many that are going to meet this criteria.
Well, he said... Now, as far as tax-exempt status, like all the little churches and all the things like that, we haven't taken those off. They're tax-exempt. We're talking about two different
types. Sure, two totally different, even though the same word.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So wouldn't it be better if we had this report pulled for you to look at, and you can look at the values before and after so you don't make a mistake? Because
and how many of those are we talking about?
We don't know until he pulls the report, which he's working on now. So it'd be nice if you could carry this over until tomorrow's meeting.
Friday's meeting or this afternoon, you mean?
If he can get it this afternoon or tomorrow. I don't know when they'll get it done because it's taking time for them to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that we table the motion until we get that information so we know what we're dealing with. Good.
No, I'll agree to that.
Okay.
And I'll call Kyle.
Thank you. I understand what you're trying to do, and I don't disagree completely, but I also understand her issue where values have not been increased for 5-10 years, and that's an issue too, because we know the values have gone up. You know the values have gone up. You're a real estate agent.
So when it comes to exemptions, since we're on this, it's my concern, again, that we have tons of properties that have taken care of. They came in, they came before us, or they talked to an assessor, they got it taken care of. By a sweep of things that happened, it was not case by case, it was a sweep of things. And I'm gonna bring this up again because it's important to note. When I ask the assessor why, she said, I'm doing away with the grudges and the favors of the past. So that implies that there's negative motive in that regard, that whether it was us, whether it was assessors prior that had happened. I'm just saying that's what was said to me. So, and plus, we have, but it's really not about us, it's not about her, it's not about the people in the past, it's about the taxpayer. And I think of somebody who came before us 2 years ago, Camp Barnabas. Camp Barnabas, who clearly is a nonprofit organization helping underprivileged people that are mentally challenged. They came before us, they presented their papers because it was after the books had closed, and they said, we're tax exempt. We said, well, yeah, you're absolutely tax exempt. The only reason they came before us was because the books had closed for that period of time. We approved it. Well, I looked them up on here, and they have a tax bill this year. This nonprofit organization has a tax bill this year, and they have no clue.
Is Camp Barnabas still open?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is one property that I just know of. I mean, we don't do this day in, day out.
But you're guessing on what it was for. I have no idea. It wasn't.
But no, you were just guessing that it wasn't.
You're building on
everything that had been done before. It's not your job to come in and presume that everything that was done, I have to understand. You're coming in and looking at the current properties, not wiping out somebody's tax exempt status. I mean, this is just one little sliver of an exemption.
I'd like a chance to rebut, because you are talking about two different things and you're confused on how system works. There is a button at the top and it says something's exempt, and it takes a lot for us to change that, okay? And that makes the entire thing exempt. We can still go out and appraise stuff, but it never hits the books, ever, ever. And everyone has to ask the assessor to change from being exempt to in town or rural. I mean, that's what that little thing is at the top up there. I don't know.
Look up the value.
It sets what that is.
We have almost 2,000 exempt properties that have value, but they're marked exempt.
You're talking about like the properties like churches.
They still have a value in the system.
No. Still have a value.
Exempt doesn't mean tax exempt. It can.
Well, when we make a decision to exempt them. But I understand what you're saying. That there are properties that I think what Jeff is focused on, properties that we have reduced the value for a whatever reason came before the board. We thought it was the best thing to do to reduce the value based on that value. And those are the ones that I think we're trying to get to, right?
Yeah, we and others before us.
No, we're not building a legacy of BOE. That's not, you're not building a dynasty.
My goal is not that, but my job is in here. No, my job is being in here listening to appeals, and when we make a decision, that decision,
you're right,
that decision carries,
not
because I had such a great decision, it's because we are a board that was appointed by the commission that was here to listen and be reasonable. And I've had people...
But Mr. Reynolds, I'm coming across these things where the exemptions came off, and they've not been reassessed since 2007. And
this was 2 years ago.
No, I wasn't here 2 years ago. They are riding across... They are riding the assessment that they were given by the BOE in 2007.
Okay.
And I don't see where anywhere that's fair to anybody else in the county.
Well,
because I would like you to set my house back to what it was when I built it in 1993. I would appreciate it if you'd give me that value.
Well, okay, on these assessments. And I understand
I hear
you have a right to recess. I understand, but we understand that. And I.
From looking at zero, I think a better clarification on your motion, since there's so many different things that you're dealing with, and clearly we have a record number of appeals that have been filed, and there's probably plenty of people that didn't get on the list to get appealed. My suggestion would be make a motion to set everybody across the board in the whole county back to 2020 values, and that takes care of all your issues.